بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ألف لام ميم، ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: العلم نور، الصدقة برهان، الصيام جند، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Today, 29th August, inshallah, in Evans Park, we'll discuss about Mu'jiza, miracle, in relationship with Qur'an al-Kareem. Firstly, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with Iman. We praise Allah Jalla Majidahu for blessing us with Islam. And we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making us from the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salatu wa salam. Alhamdulillah, this is the month of Qur'an al-Kareem. Qur'an al-Kareem came down in this month. Alhamdulillah, we make 20 rakat Salat Taraweeh, and we recite Qur'an al-Kareem more in this month. Qur'an al-Kareem obviously is the miracle, perpetual miracle, everlasting miracle attributed to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, linked to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A miracle in Arabic we call Mu'jiza. Mu'jiza is that word when a miracle is linked to a Nabi or a Rasul. A miracle, a supernatural act, a supernatural event, a supernatural feat, something out of the ordinary, something that we cannot understand or comprehend. Now when it is related to a Nabi or a Rasul, we call it Mu'jiza. When it is related to a non-Nabi, we call it Karamat. When it is related to a person who is not so pious but is a Muslim, then we call it Ma'unat. And when it is linked to a absolute sinner, transgressor, evildoer, and it is linked to a non-believer, then we call it istikhraj. However, Mu'jiza will come from the word ijz, ajiz karne wale cheez. Something that when you look at it, when it occurs, then you are helpless. It makes the onlookers astonishing. You are astonished when you look at it. You are surprised when you look at it. And the onlookers cannot do it. They are helpless, they cannot do it. They are hopeless, they cannot do it. And it is against the normal pattern of events. When fire cools, then that is a miracle. And normally fire burns. So the Mu'jiza linked to the Anbiya alayhi salam, they will have also various categories and degrees and levels. First of all, you will get those Mu'jizas that are absolutely famous. In fact, even the coming of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Quran Kareem are classified in that category. If you tell a person, see, there was a person called Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who came and he was born in Makkah and he moved to Medina, and if he denies that, then obviously that person is demoted. And if you tell a person that Quran Kareem is the living perpetual miracle and he denies that, then that person obviously, first of all, cannot be a Muslim. Secondly, that he is denying reality. Because that miracle of Quran Kareem is in front of everyone. Muslim, non-Muslim has to agree that this is the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you will get a miracle of the Anbiya alayhi salam that not so famous, but it is there. First miracle, Quran Kareem, etc., that is beyond certainty. Second miracle, for example, splitting of the moon, splitting of the water, coming out of the water from the body of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, we know of it. It has reached the stage of tawatur, continuous narration, which prevents any light coming inside. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, various times, various places, in Hudaybiyah, in Tabuk, etc., when water ran out, then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for water. And when they put it in the container, they brought it to him, the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he put his hand there. He put his left hand inside the water, inside the container, and water began to shoot out of the body, out of the fingers of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now, during Hajj time, we asked one question, that Alhamdulillah, Zamzam is a blessed water. Amongst the waters of the world, Zamzam is most elevated. But there is one water that is higher in status than the Zamzam, and it is not in existence. Sahib Azbaa or Nazair, this is a book in Principles of Jurisprudence, which the Muftis have to study. It is written there that this water that came out of the fingers of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is no more in existence, that water is higher in status than the Zamzam, because it came from the blessed body of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, respected elders, understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He blesses the Anbiya alayhi salam with miracles, mu'jizat. And these mu'jizat are as per the need and the time of that place. See, during the time of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, when Hazrat Musa alayhi salam came, then during that time the magicians, the black magicians, and these sorcerers, and these fixtures who were mesmerizing people, they were on the peak. And that is why when Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, when he threw down his staff, and it became a huge serpent, Fir'aun immediately what he said, that listen, don't get influenced by this, because I am the chief of the magicians and I taught him. In order to save space and make ground and buy some time, this is what he said. Now those magicians, that's what the order of the day. Every other person was a magician and now thrilling the people, mesmerizing the people, and they practically worship the magicians. They had art of mesmerism. That is why when they threw their staffs down, it is stated because of the mercury content and the heated floors, this thing began to move around like snakes. There is one book written, it's called Nafi al-Khalaik. In the latter part of it, it's got this in the book of Nafi al-Khalaik, what to do with Tawizat and all those things. In the latter part of the book, it's got what you call Tilsimat. Tilsimat meaning that if you combine this chemical with this chemical, you'll get this result and the people will think you're a great man. Now this is happens when people come from overseas, they learn from that book and they come and they do some tricks to the people's flock, and especially our ladies' flock from here to there, and they think this year is a very big thing. Meanwhile, he's a professional corn artist, ripping us off, as usual. So, Musa alayhi salam, when he came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with what? Such things that he can work against and he can take the magicians on. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him such miracles that now the magicians themselves, they were astonished to see what's going on, helpless and hopeless. That is why when he, at that competition, when he told them, throw your staff down, do what you can do first. When they threw down, and then he threw his staff, it ate everything up. That is why they knew, this is no sorcery, this is no magician, or no magic. That's why they began to believe in him. Respected elders, why? Because they realize they are helpless, hopeless. That is the meaning of mu'jiza, making them helpless and hopeless. So the Nabi of the time is sent with the miracle of the time, for the time. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, during his time, what was at its peak was medicine. Every other corner had a doctor, and they were advanced, very highly advanced in the field of medicine. Now when they were now advanced in the field, Allah Jalla Majidahu, he says Isa alayhi salam. And what Isa alayhi salam comes with? What kind of miracles? What kind of mu'jiza? Isa alayhi salam comes with those things that he's curing the leper. Those who are suffering from leprosy, he's passing their hand over them, they're getting cured. The one who is blind, he puts his hand and the person begins to see. And he takes clay birds, he blows in them, they begin to fly. Now all these things have linked directly to medicine, which was now at its peak there. And then what he does finally to prove them, listen, your medicine can go to one limit, but let me show you another limit, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his permission and will, let me show you something else. What he does, he raises the dead. Now, respected elders, that this raising of the dead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his permission, allowed Isa alayhi salam to do, so that they know that this is the Nabi, and what miracles he is doing, we are ajiz, we are helpless, we are hopeless, we cannot do anything. This is the miracle that he is doing. See, Hazrat Saleh alayhi salam was sent to the form of Samud. Now this nation of Samud, they like to build, and they should build in the mountains. And they were building houses, palaces, mansions in the mountains. And they should be very proud of this. Let's see what we're doing, and see how we are building in the mountains. So what miracle Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Saleh alayhi salam. And when they said, yeah, okay, see what we are doing to the mountains. We're building mansions in the mountains. And we're carving palaces in the mountains. So what they told him, see, take out one she camel from the mountain. One pregnant she camel from the mountain. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the hands of Saleh alayhi salam, what they prided themselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to counteract them, he said, okay, here comes a she camel from the mountain, to silence them. Now they're helpless, they're hopeless. And this story goes on. In the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these Arabs, they were eloquent in Arabic, and they were masters in prose, and they were specialists in grammar. I also attended a few gatherings of late now of these Arabs who they just recite poetry, impromptu poetry. And one person will mention a word in Arabic, the other person will start a poem with it. And the other person will wake up to reply this poem. All happening spontaneously in this age. Now in that age where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, they regarded everyone else as ajami, meaning illiterate. Meaning that you're not proficient in our language. Scholars have written that the Arabs had so much pride in their language that they should have competition among themselves, number one. Secondly, that they said no, that the rural Arabic was better than the urban Arabic. And that is why, if you look historically, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the reasons why they sent him for to die, Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha, to the rural area. And if you see the textbook, it will be written there to become more proficient in the Arabic language. Because they said, no, the people in the farms, in the agricultural areas, in the rural areas, they were more proficient in the Arabic language. And they should have, as I told you, competition in poetry, prose, storytelling, narration, prosody tracing, in knowing the generation. To such an extent, they should have events, they should have festivals in competition about Arabic language. And the ulama study what book called Taba Mu'allaka. What is this book about? About the poetry of the days of ignorance. Imratul Kayyim said, all these poems, their poetry. Now, respected elders, they should have this competition, they should have judges. And the best poem was taken of that festival and hung on the Kaaba. That for the next now few months, the people coming there to Makkah al-Mukarramah, they must read that poetry. And Allah Jalla Majdahu, He sent Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Quran al-Kareem in the Arabic language, in simple Arabic language, in plain Arabic language, so that the people who are proud of the language, here comes something here far better. And now this miracle, respected elders, see, they are miracles of two types. One miracle, for example, city of the moon, done, not going to be done again. And Quran al-Kareem, that miracle which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put to mankind, and then He brought a challenge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought a challenge. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, see, there's Quran al-Kareem, in simple plain Arabic, bring chapter like it, bring surah like it, bring 10 ayats like it, bring ayats like it. So ulama ikram write one very delicate point here. They say that, see, Quran al-Kareem is such a miracle that is giving out challenges. There is hypothetically a possibility that a person may be able to bring like the Quran al-Kareem. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved this, protected this. One side Allah Jalla Majdahu brought in a challenge that, see, here's the Quran al-Kareem, bring like the Quran al-Kareem. And the other side Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved Quran al-Kareem that there is nothing like that. In the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were people who were proficient in the language and prolific writers, but they could not, even after they tried to compose like Quran al-Kareem, could not compose Quran al-Kareem. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a rule. He will never ask mankind to do something which is a virtual impossibility. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a Nabi will not ask the public to do something that is wrong. And a Nabi will not ask for something that is unreasonable or not probable. See, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he goes to mountain. When he comes near the mountain, he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I want to see you. Ya Allah, I want to see you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, you cannot see me, but look at the mountain. And Musa alayhi salam had with him delegation. All of them, including Musa alayhi salam and the delegation, fell unconscious because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala focused his spiritual attention upon the mountain, and the mountain crushed and was brought to smithereens. Now, the Mu'tazila say, no, you cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say, you can't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated on the day of judgment and in Jannat, one of the pleasures will be that when we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that we would see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like how we see the full moon. Yeah, Nabi Isa, he will never ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something that is a virtual impossibility. That is why he's asked for it. And the mere fact he has asked to see Allah, we will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran al-Kareem, respected elders, is an open challenge for mankind. Bring like it, and inshallah, nothing can be brought like it. So we should be happy and proud that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us that we are those people having Quran Kareem. Especially elders. I don't know, I'm supposed to cut off. Morana told me, gave me good instructions, but allow me to say one more story. Then, because you're not going to eat, I think, probably after this. See, in the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were three people. They went to listen to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who were these three people? Abu Jahl bin Hisham, Abu Sufyan bin Harb, at that time he was not Muslim, Akhnas bin Sharik bin Wahab. Respected elders, these three went secretly to listen to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should read Quran in his house. Now, those days there is no light. You don't know who's coming, who's going. You put one big shawl over yourself and you sit down. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should read Quran Kareem in the night. Can you imagine? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reading Quran. How beautiful that must be. And these people are understanding Arabic. They fully understand what he's saying. So when they come out just before dawn, they clash each other. They say, where you at? Where you at? So I have to listen to Quran. So why you listen to Quran? No, I think listen to Quran. Then they bow with each other. See, don't go and listen to Quran. Don't go. Next night, again they listen to Quran. And they come pre-dawn, they clash again. They see us. What are we doing? Why are we going to listen to Quran? If someone sees us that we're listening to Quran, then people will start accepting Islam. That is why they are forced. Who is reading Quran? Rasulullah is reading Quran. So they go and listen again. When they come back, they get clash again. Now they take a firm pledge and vow that they will never listen to Quran. Again, next morning, Akhnas takes his stick and he goes to Abu Sufyan, knocks at his door and says, come out, I want to talk to you. He said, what? He said, you listen to Quran. He said, yeah, I listen to Quran. So what do you think of it? So Abu Sufyan says, see, I am an experienced person. I have listened to things I understand. I have listened to things I don't understand. But this which I am listening to, this is something that we have to now think about carefully. This is something else. So, he says, Akhnas says, I also feel the same way. So Akhnas goes to Abu Jahl now. Abu Jahl, when he goes to Abu Jahl, he knocks at his door and says, come up. He says, see, what do you think of what he's been recited there? You have been listening to it. What do you think about it? And this is what Abu Sufyan says. So then Abu Jahl says something. He says, see, we and the Banu Manaf, Abdul Banu Manaf, that were the tribe of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, we were feeding people, they were feeding people. We were helping the pilgrims, they were helping the pilgrims. We were generous, they were generous. We were hospitable, they were hospitable. We were custodians, they were custodians. We had nobility, they had nobility. Whatever they did. And we were like two horses running on one stick. They were like two horses running with one speed. Now they say they have got a prophet among themselves who is getting revelation. How can we stand this? Because everything will go in their hands now. And because of this, everything going in their hands, how can I accept that they will become the leaders and we will become subservient? Now, these are Kafirs, Abu Sufyan Rabi Allah Ta'ala, who accepted Islam in the conquest of Mecca. But they themselves are they acknowledging that the Quran is in beautiful, proficient, high-level Arabic. So we, alhamdulillah, have got a kitab that is unmatched. It is a perpetual miracle. We should hold fast to it and we should act upon it. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ability this month, respected elders, to be extremely regular in salah, so that in the month coming we maintain that speed and we maintain that steadfastness. Alhamdulillah, you can see behind me there is nice construction going on. Masjid is coming and project is moving. Be generous, respected elders. Now 10 kilometer radius, I think there is only another construction. Masjid is happening there too. we are of this area, we should focus on this area and be generous and contribute generously in this month so that our project is completed. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to practice this deed. Alhamdulillah, this year we can see that Taraweeh is not like other years. Other years, Taraweeh, you read 3 nights, after that you see 27th night they come, then they come, inshallah, Eid night they come. Respected elders, this year, alhamdulillah, all the masajids are full. Now we should keep it up. We should make every effort, keep it up, so that we save ourselves from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَخْرِ دَعْوَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ